Our lives are not our own. Each day, each breath, our ability to move has been first given to us by God, our Creator, for a purpose and meaning. And at the end of our lives, we will all have to give an accounting of how we have used this gift of our lives and in what ways we have used it well, followed God, our true master, or squandered it by following the ways of the world. But we all know how distracting life can get. I mean, I have a to-do list that's probably a couple pages long, and so it's so easy to get sidetracked with other things. We might, our family members, our friends, parents, or even our spouses, that our hearts may be torn in different directions. In fact, one time a famous author was asked, "Show me where Jesus ever prohibited a man from having two wives." And the author replied, "Oh, that's easy. Jesus said, no servant can serve two masters." It's true. We cannot serve two masters. We cannot please many people all at once. Our hearts cannot be torn between trying to please God and trying to please others, because God has a singular purpose for our lives. St. Paul reveals this singular purpose in the second reading to St. Timothy. He says, "This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth." Do we live our lives with a singular focus on coming to know the truth? Is our life driven to serve God and make Him the priority in our lives? Or is His will simply lower on the list of other tasks that we have to complete today? You know, one person who is driven and focused, especially gospel. Now, let's be clear, Jesus is not advocating for shady business practices in today's gospel. Although at first I was confused why Jesus would praise the steward for collecting less than the amount owed to his master just to make himself more favorable. But as I looked deeper into it, I realized that at the time, the stewards of the masters often charged a commission, an extra amount for themselves on top of whatever was already owed to their master. And so more likely than not, this steward was simply foregoing his commission so that after getting let go of his job, the debtors would be reminded of his kindness and welcome him into their homes. Now, today's gospel, Jesus was praising the steward's focus and determination in the midst of the crisis of losing his job to see and to do what is most important so as to secure his future well-being. And so in a spiritual sense, this is exactly Jesus' message for us today. He wants us to be so focused and driven in this life, even in the midst of crisis, even in the midst of all the things that may be happening in our lives, to think, to say, and to act on what will secure our future well-being into eternity, which is doing God's will. And sometimes I think when we think of God's will, we think of it as, oh, God wants me to choose or whatever we think will most purify us. But God's will is not that way. It's actually what is best for us. And while some decisions he desires may be difficult for us initially and have great consequences, God will never abandon us. He will either smooth over our paths or he will give us the necessary graces to endure every trial. Just recently, I heard the story about this young couple, Matt and Lucy, who got engaged. And Matt was healthy, athletic, outgoing, and Lucy was kind and sweet. And they were the kind of couple everybody wanted to be around. However, a couple months before their wedding, a crisis struck. Matt was diagnosed with cancer with only a year to live. However, putting their trust and faith in God, they still decided to get married but canceled their honeymoon plans so that Matt could begin his treatment. Towards the end of these treatments, they conceived their first child. And doctors pressured them to terminate their pregnancy, citing the fact that the child would have high risk of fetal anomalies or defects. And so they said the cost of surgery to fix the birth defects would be a burden, along with the fact that Matt is already sick and that the child would, if he survives, or she, would require high maintenance and care and so forth and so forth, so it's just easier. In a way, they were confronted with two paths, one that they knew God was calling them to, the way of life, the way of trust, and another, the way of the world, the way of convenience. So they decided to pray, putting their unborn child in the life of the loving hands of God, waiting the day of their child's birth. So the day of the birth arrived, and after inspecting the baby boy, the doctors did discover the baby had one birth defect. The two fingers of his right hand were slightly fused to his palm, like this. And I don't know if anybody knows sign language, but this means, I love you. It was remedied by a simple surgery, but in reflecting upon it later, Matt and Lucy said they received a message from God, their Heavenly Father, brought to them by the birth of their son, a gospel in miniature, so to speak, God sending the message through his son, so to speak, of God saying, I love you. I love you. You see, it's not easy to trust. It's not easy at times to follow the way of God rather than the way of the world. And it's almost easier sometimes to serve the master of the world rather than to serve God, our true and loving master. But God doesn't enforce or force obedience, but pleads and invites us to humbly follow his ways because it works to our greatest benefit. It's the path that does not lead to everlasting pain and separation, but a union of love which flowers into eternity. Jesus criticizes in the first reading of those who cheat the poor by offering less grain and wheat and by fixing the scales. It's sometimes for us easier to cut a few masses here and there because of vacation, because of other appointments, because of sports games. It's sometimes easier to cut corners in our prayer life just to offer a quick prayer, if any, right before we fall asleep, while we spend an entire day binge-watching TV shows or checking social media. It's easier to cut opportunities to serve in the church ministries of the poor because we say we're so busy, I already had a tiring day at work. But then, which master are we serving? However, if we are focused and driven to prepare ourselves for the future, we may encounter situations that may test and challenge us, like Matt and Lucy. But we will also find countless reminders of that he loves us, so that we may be strengthened to carry out his will always, of making God our true and only master, and in doing so, securing our life and future with him in the next.